Okay, Chavra, welcome back. I missed you. I missed learning. When I opened up my brachas this morning to prepare the shiur, I was like, I missed brachas. I missed it. So, Baruch Hashem, we're back. Back in better. We learned the Mishnah last time, the second part. We'll learn it again. Nachamu. Because you got to get a running head start, right? Okay. This is the primary part of the year's learning. It's right after Sukkot. You head in. The Simchas HaTorah should carry us through, and hopefully we'll finish the second, third, and possibly even the fourth perek before January, and then we'll finish 5 through 9, second Zman. Okay, here we go. So let's say you were sitting there reading the Torah, Yekori B'Torah V'Higiyah Zman HaMikra, and then it came time for Kriya Shema while you were reading the Torah, the Sefer Torah. Im Kivein Libo, if you had intention in your heart at that particular moment, Yatzah, then you fulfilled your obligation of Kriya, but if you haven't had Kavana, then you haven't. We'll discuss that shortly, what that means. Okay? Furthermore, one is reading Kriya Shema and the Brachas. Bit Prokim. Now he's between the prakim. The Gemara will tell us that's either between the first bracha of Kriya Shema and the second bracha of Kriya Shema. Between the second bracha of Kriya Shema and Shema. Between Vahafta and Vayem Shemoah. Between Vayam Shemoah and Vayomer. Shoel mitnei kovid. You could ask how somebody is doing alts kovid, if he's somebody you have to give kovid to. Okay? Umeshiv, and then the Gemara continues. Umeshiv, you could respond to somebody. Umeshiv, you could respond to somebody, shalom, if he asks you how you're doing. Ube'emtza, in mitten, dritten, in machin, geritten, in the middle of reading, kriya shema, meaning in the middle of the bracha, in the middle of the parashios, shoel mitnei hayira, you could even ask how somebody is doing, alts yira. And Rashi teaches that you're scared he's going to kill you. Other Rishonim say that's obvious, because we know this is not one of the gimel, things that you have to give up your life for. It's not Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim, etc. So they say Yira means other things. Just Stam Or. Umeshiv, one could respond Shalom if they ask how you're doing, even Alts Kovid. That's the opinion of Divrei Reb Meir. Comes along of Yehuda Omer, he says, Be'emsa, in mitten dritten of the Perek, Shoel mitnei hayira. You could ask how somebody is doing Alts Yira. Umeshiv, you could even respond in the middle, mitnei akavid, even if he didn't ask. Ubeprakim, between the prakim, shoel mitnei akavid, you could ask how somebody's doing alts kavid. Umeshiv shalom lechol adam, you could say hello, how you doing, to everybody in between the prakim, not in the middle of the prakim, but between vayam shavon vaft, etc. Now the Mishnah is going to shift gears a little bit, and the Mishnah is going to spell out what is considered, just is going to tell us what is considered between the prakim, etc. It's going to give it, highlight to us what that is. Eloin ben aprakim, the following is considered ben aprakim, which I told you already, ben bracha rishona, between the first bracha lishnia, okay, between the first and second bracha, ben shnia l'shma, between the second bracha and the bracha and shma itself, ben shma l'vayam shemo, between shma and vayam shemoa, and vayam shemo vayomer, and vayomer lav emes v'yotziv. Those are all considered between the prakim. Rabbi Yehuda says, ben vayomer le'emes v'yatziv lo yatsik. Between vayomer, and when you say emes v'yatziv, there you can't make a bracha, you can't make a stop at all, and that's why Hashem, Elokeichem, emes. Right? Even though emes is not part of Krishma, we've kind of included that. Now the Gemara tells us, what's with the order? And it's very important to know this. Why do we say Shema v'afta prior to Vayam Shemoah? It could have been the other way around, says the Gemara. The first thing one must do is of all Malchus Shemayim Tchila. The first thing one must do is accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven. God is in charge. That's the first thing. Then v'achakak mekabel of all mitzvahs. Then you accept the yoke of mitzvahs. So for example, if I accept upon myself not to wear shatnez, but I have not mekabel o malchus shemayim, thus is not a mitzvah. That's a medical thing, perhaps, right? But that, it's only a mitzvah if I have first accepted upon myself the yoke of heaven. Then I put vayam shemoah before the levayomer. Vayam shemoah is why? Because it's more prevalent, because there's no egg. Ben Bayom Ben Belaila, that applies both by day and night, and Vayom Ein Oeg, Ela Bayom Bilvad, and Vayom only exists by day, because what is there no chiyuv at night? Not that you shouldn't do it, there's no chiyuv to wear Yehela Getzitzis in the nighttime. Zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Now, if you remember, the first line of the Mishnah says that if you're reading the Torah, if you have Kavana, then you Yotze, but if not, you're not Yotze, says the Gemara. Shma Mina! We see from here, mitzvah srichas Kavana. Mitzvahs require Kavana. Oh, right? Says the Gemara, maybe not necessarily so. The Gemara slugs this up and says you can't bring a raya. Why? My imkiven libo. What does it mean that you had in your intention in your heart? Likros. Stam, to just read the Torah. But before then, you were only looking for mistakes. Oh, I jumped ahead. Likros. What does it mean you had kavana to read? Vakakari. You're in the middle of reading it. Says the Gemara, initially only reading it, bekore lehagia. You're only reading it to find mistakes. That's not enough. You must have at least intent to read it. So we have no proof from here that mitzvos require kavana. The reason why the Mishnah says is kiven libo is your mamash having kiva. It doesn't say kiven. You have to have kavana to read. You can't have kavana to find mistakes. That's not enough. What do you call a lot of rabbis in a room? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Kriya Shema Kiksava. Divrei Bear joke, kind of. I should give a little bit of background here before we read this. I just got excited about that terrible joke. There's a machlokas that the Gemara is going to tell us between the Rebbe and the Chachamim as to whether two things. There's going to be two simultaneous machlokas going on. As to one is that we're going to read in a moment is, do you have to read Shema in Lashon HaKodesh? And two is, do you have to read it in the order that is given? As opposed to L'mafreya, which means retroactively. They're both going to darshan the same pasuk to teach them. So one is going to use the pasuk to teach A, and one is going to use the pasuk to teach B. Okay? Now, what's the Gemara going to ask, basically? You should know already. What is the Gemara going to ask? If you use pasuk A to darshan, then how do you learn B? Or, why doesn't he learn A? Again, each one is going to ask that. You'll see in a moment. I'm just setting it up. If you don't understand yet, the Gemara is going to ask these questions. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Kriyashma Kiksava. Kriyashma must be read in Lashon HaKodesh. Divrei Rebbe. Underline Rebbe because we're going to speak about this a lot. Chachamim Omrim. Chachamim say, Bechol Lashon. Chachamim say, you could say Kriyashma in any language you wish. Underline Chachamim. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe, what's the logic of Rebbe? Amar Kroy, as an offered a pasuk, it says in Shema, V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, the word V'hayu is B'havayosin yihyu, that I should be read in the language that it is given. Okay, so now, if we use V'hayu to teach us what? That it has to be read in Hebrew, B'lashon HaKodesh, V'rabbanan, my time ayu, what's the reason that they don't have to be read in any language? He has to come up with another pasuk. So, Amar Kra, Shema. The word Shema, you should hear it. That implies, B'chol Lashon Sha'at Shema, in any language which you wish to hear. Okay. Ula Rebbe, now we're going to play rabbinic ping pong, like I told you. Ula Rebbe, Nami Hoksiv Shema, according to Rebbe, it says Shema, and Shema seemingly says to tell you that you can read Shema in any language. Asks the Gemara, so what is he going to do with the word Shema? No, he needs Shema to teach me something else, Rebbe. What does he need to teach me? He needs the word Shema to tell me that you need to be able to hear in your ears what have emanated from your mouth. Okay? That's why he says Shema. V'rabbanan, Rabbanan, who use Shema to teach me that I could say Shema in any language. How do they know the halacha that you need to hear it, that it comes out of your mouth? Says the Gemara, simple. Because they hold you don't. If one doesn't hear it come out of his mouth, the words, they are still Yotze. Okay, so that's how we solve that problem. According to Rabbanan, it doesn't have to be read in Lashon HaKodesh, because they say from Shema. But Rebbe seems to have a nice right that it could be said B'chol Lashon. I'm sorry, it has to be said B'lashon HaKodesh. Why? Because it's V'hayu, and these words you have to say. V'rabbanan nami haksi V'hayu. It says V'hayu, it should be B'lashon HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, no. I know that for something else. Homi ba'yilesha lo yikra l'mafreya. It says V'hayu, these words. It's got to be read A, B, C, and it can't be read C, B, A. It's got to be read in that specific order. Okay, so according to Rebbe, Rebbe learns Vahayu that it's got to be B'lashon HaKodesh. How does he know now that it can't be read backwards? The Rebbe Shelo Yukal Mafrei Minole. Where does Rebbe know that it can't be read backwards? Says the Gemara. Nafkalei, he learns out this din when it says Mi Dvorim Had Dvorim. Right, it says Vayu Had Vayu Dvorim Ha'ele. So that implies it's got to be read in order. Okay. So now, what's going to be the next question? According to the Rabbanan, who say that it can't be read backwards, and we learn that out from Vahayu, what does he do with Vahadvarim? The Rabbanan, Dvarim Hadvarim lo darshe. Very often you see this. He doesn't darshe in the extra hay by Hadvarim. Okay, now, Rebbe comes and tells us that we have a limud for Shema teaching us that it's got to be read B'lashon HaKodesh. What does that imply about the rest of the Torah?
It could be in any language.
It could be in any language. By virtue of the fact I need to tell you that the rule exists here, seemingly tells us the rule doesn't apply everywhere else. For example, I tell you, you can't run on Tuesdays. What does that tell you about running on Mondays? Of course you could run on Mondays. Because why else do I need to go to the Bima and make a rule? You can't run on Tuesdays. Because you're allowed to run all the other times. So let's see that inside. L'meimra. This comes to tell us the Savar Rebbe d'chol haTorah kula b'chol lashon emra, that the rest of the Torah you can read b'chol lashon in any language, right? Whichever you wish. Because if you would have thought that the whole Torah had to be said b'lashon haKodesh, v'hayu d'chasiv rachman alam li, why do I need a special pasuk by Krishma? Says the Gemara, I need an extra pasuk by Krishma. Why? Itzrich. Because I would have thought, Mishum Dixiv Shema, I would have thought, like the Rabbanan, since it says Shema, that implies all languages, so therefore I need a specific limud here to tell me. Similar, you can't run on Tuesdays, right? That tells me I could run on Mondays. No. You know why it tells me you can run on Tuesdays? That you can't run on Tuesdays? Wait, what was my rule?
If you can't run Tuesdays, for sure.
Because I would, again, I say you can't run on Tuesdays. Mashma, you can run on Mondays. No, you know why I need to tell you you can't run on Tuesdays? Not because you can run on Monday. It's because there's a special rule that there's going to be a color run on Tuesdays. And therefore, you would think that you can run all the time on Tuesdays. No. You can't run on Tuesdays. Okay. Now, according to Rabbanan, we're going to learn exactly the opposite. According to the Rabbanan, we have a special limit telling me that you could say Shema B'chol Lashon, which means that B'chol HaTorah Kula what? You would say that it's got to be done what? What does the rest of the Torah have to be read? B'lashon HaKodesh. Because I need a specific rule to tell me by Shema it could be B'lashon HaKodesh, that it has to be B'chol Lashon. Says the Gemara Lememra, comes that you mean to tell me, Dira Savri Rabban, hold the Chol HaTorah Kula, B'lashon HaKodesh Nemra, that the entire Torah could be read, must be read B'lashon HaKodesh. Why? If you would have thought that the whole Torah could be read in any language, why do I need a specific limud by Shema to teach me that it could be B'chol Lashon? Must be that B'chol HaTorah Kula has to be B'lashon HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, no. It's necessary to tell me the limud specifically by Shema. Why? Mishum dechsiv v'hayu, because it says v'hayu. Since it says v'hayu by Shema, I would have thought that by Shema, it has to be B'lashon HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, no. B'chol Lashon. Okay. Vayter. What do you call a lot of rabbis in a room? Tana Rabbanan, our holy rabbis taught us. Lo yisha, lo yik, v'hayu. The words v'hayu teach me, shelo yikra l'mafreya, that I cannot read the Shema backwards. I have to read it frontwards, right? So the Gemara bright, the Gemara darshans furthermore, hadvarim, it says, vayu hadvarim al levavecha, we say it every single day. That seems to teach me that I need to have specific kavana by the words. Now, yachol te'kola parasha tzricha kavana, I would think that the entire parasha of Shema, the entire first parasha requires kavana. Talmud Lomar, the Gemara tells us, Ha'ele. It says, Vayu, Hadvarim Ha'ele, Asher Anochi Mitzvcha Yom, right? Ad Kan. Up until the words, Alev Avecha Tzricha Kavana, that requires Kavana. Mikan V'elech, Vayter, after the words, Alev Avecha, Ein Tzricha Kavana. It does not require Kavana. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. No, there are going to be five opinions, and this is number one. How far must one have Kavana for? So this is number one. We're going to have five in the end, and they're not going to all be in one brisa. So just pay attention to that, that this is the first opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, Ari Omer, wait a second. It says in the continuum of the pasuk, Asher Anochi Mitzvcha Yom Al Levavecha, which seems to tell me that everything which I command you today requires kavanah. Mikana Talamed, from here we learn, Shekola Parsha Kula Tzricha Kavanah, the entire pasuk, Parsha, of the Haftah requires Kavanah. So that's opinion number two. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The first opinion of Rabbi Elazar, up until the words Alev Avecha. Opinion number two is that of Rabbi Akiva. The entire parasha of the Haftah requires Kavanah. Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva. The Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva. Hold on to that Halacha because that's not so clear. There are those who learn this Machlokas between these two individuals in a different location. This Sanya we learned in a Brisa. Hakore Shema. One who reads Shema Tzorch Shikavan Libo must have Kavana by all three Parshios. Wow. So that's opinion number three. The first opinion is up until the words Alev Avecha. The second opinion is Rabbi Akiva, the entire Parsha. The third opinion is all three Parshios. Okay? We're going to have a chazard of another opinion. Rav Acham Shum Rav Yehuda Omer, Kivan Shikivan Libo Beperek Rishon. Once you have Kavana in the first Perek, that's only Vahafta. Shuv Eino Tzarech. You don't need Kavana for the second two parashas. Then, Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halachik Rabbi Achash, Amar Mishum Yehuda. Then comes along Rav Chana, and he says, we paskin like that second opinion over here, which is the second opinion we said that only the parasha of Ahavta requires Kavana. Okay, we still have two more opinions to go. Tanya Idach, we learned in another brisa. It says in the parasha of Shema, Vehayu, Shalo Yikra Lemafreya, that you can't read it retroactively. You can't read the parasha of Shema backwards. Then it says, Al Levavecha, okay, that you need to have Kavana. So what does that mean? Reb Zutra Omer, Reb Zutra says, Ad Kan, up until there, the first parasha mitzvah Kavana, Mikan Ve'elech, by the second and third parasha mitzvah Kriya. There's only a mitzvah to read it, but you don't need require Kavana. Reb Yosha Omer, Ad Kan mitzvah Kriya, up until here you have mitzvah Kriya by the first parasha, but the second and third parasha, mitzvah, mikan ve'elech, mitzvahs kavana. One only requires kavana, which is very hard to understand. You only have to have kavana, you only have to actually read it. We'll discuss this in a moment. So says the Gemara, maishna mikan ve'elech. What do you mean that from here, vayter, that you don't need to have kriya? Right? From vayayim shamoa. Mitzvahs kriya, dechsiv, ledaber bum. Wait a sec. In the first parasha, it says ledaber bum. Right? Who's the bum? Ladaber bum. Hachanami, wait a second. The Gemara says, also Vayam Shalom, it also says Hatsiv, Vidibar to bum. So how could you say there's no mitzvah of Kriya by the second parsha? Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Ad Kan, the first parsha, mitzvahs Kavana Vikriya, requires two things, Kavana and Kriya. Mikan V'elech, Kriya, below Kavana. The second and third parsha only requires Kriya, but does not require Kavana. Okay, so far it's very hard to understand that first price. Umayishno ad kan, why by the first parasha does it require kavana and not further? Mitzvahs kavana ukriya, dechsiv alev avecha, vidibar tabam. In the first parasha, he says, the reason why it requires kavana and kriya is because it says two things. It says alev avecha, and it says vidibar tabam. But you guys know vayayim shamoa, hasanam iksiv, haksiv. By vayayim shamoa, it says both of them as well. It says Alav Vavchem, and it also says Ladaber Bam. Says the Gemara. You know why it says both of them there? Ahu mi bayle kid Rabbi Yitzchak, because that's following the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. Da'amar v'samtem es divrei eile. V'samtem, you should place it those things over there. Tzricha shetei sima kineged alev. You need to have sima. You need to place it by the heart. That means the tefillin shel yad has to be right by the heart. Okay. Now, we still have not finished that earlier brisa. Let's finish that earlier brisa. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yosha Omer, Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kriya, Mikan Ve'elech Mitzvahs Kavana. That's the strangest of the opinions. You have Kriya for the first parasha, the second and third parashas only require Kavana. Says the Gemara, Maishnam Mikan Ve'elech Mitzvahs Kavana, Maishnam Mikan Ve'elech. Why is it that Vayter, Vam Vayayim Shimon Vayomer, you only need Kavana and no Kriya? Says no. Mitzvahs kavana mishum dechsiv alev avchem. He says the mitzvah for kavana is required because it says alev avchem. Says the Gemara hachanami hachsiv. Even by the first parsha it says alev avecha. So he says hachi kamar. This day you have to read it. Ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavana. For the first parsha you require kriya and kavana. Mikan v'elech from the second parsha kavana below Kriya. It only requires Kavana, Behirur, without reading it. Very strange again. You only need Kavana, but you don't actually need to read it. So, to find out the punchline of what, you know, let's go. Umayishna ad kan, what does it mean furthermore? That mitzvahs kriya vikavana, maishna ad kan, what do you mean up until now? Mitzvahs kriya vikavana dichsiv aliv avecha. The mitzvah kriya kavana is required because it says aliv avecha vidibarta bum. Hasim nami haksiv aliv avecha vidibarta bum. Same question before. Bavayim shamoa, it says your pasukim seem to say you require kavana and to read it. So it says, Hahu, that Ladaber Bam in the second parsha is not talking about speaking the words of Kriyashma. It's talking about saying the words of what? The Divrei Torah Ksiv. It's saying that you need to say the words of Torah. When you're learning, you can't just scan it with your eyes. You got to utter the words. V'achi Kamar Rachman, this is what the Pasuk says. Agmiru B'naichu Torah, teach your children Torah. So that they should always be speaking the words of Torah. Okay, we're going to finish the sugya tomorrow about how far one requires kavana. Have a wonderful, amazing day.